All right, folks, we're going to go ahead and get started. This is Jeff Mills. Welcome to the first of our several interview calls with our special guest speakers who are going to be the faculty coming to the Midwest to speak at the Boost Seminar up here in St. Paul, Minnesota, March the 19th to the 21st, 2010. Now, the Midwest is a beautiful place to travel to, especially that time of year in March. It's right when we're transitioning into the springtime. So it's not necessarily super cold, but you never know. You might have a nice spring snowstorm to deal with. And then again, it could be totally warm and beautiful. So you pay your money, you take your chances, right? So at the Boost Seminar, we are so excited because we're going to have 12 speakers coming to speak this year. And I'm just going to let you know who those speakers are right off the bat. And then we'll bring our special guest speaker tonight, Mr. Reed Florine. So here's who we got scheduled to come up and speak in Minnesota. We've got Mike Wuming. Dr. Mike Wuming has created this amazing piece of software. It's called Lead Evolution. And what it does is it generates leads on the internet, and it's an unlimited amount of leads. It's an amazing piece of software that you can use every single day to find people to market your products and services to. He's going to be talking about how that software and that system works. We got Rick Raddatz, who's one of the founders, really, of internet marketing. He's been doing internet marketing for a long, long time. Former programmer for Microsoft, and he's written and coded some of the most often used internet marketing systems and tools, websites. If you ever heard of Audio Generator, Instant Video Generator, Marketing Makeover Generator, as well as several other pieces of software that's existed out there to help internet marketers do their job quicker, faster, and easier. Rick has been a part of that foundational software tools that many of us have used. We got Jason Flatline coming to speak about how to make memberships websites in 6 minutes. That's right, 6 minutes, and having a money-taking website on the internet, building a membership community of people who love to be a part of that community. And Jason's going to show you guys how to do that. And I'll tell you what, Jason is making a nice sum of money, about $50,000 a month, with membership sites. That's recurring continuity income, $50,000 a month. How many on this call would love to have $50,000 a month coming your way? We're going to have Adam Ginsberg coming to speak about how to turn eBay into a marketing system. Not just selling junk on eBay, but actually how to use eBay to build lists, to sell stuff, and also, you know, to get a bunch of buyers, which is really important to create buyers, because buyers buy more. You're going to learn how that's done when Adam comes to speak at the Boost Seminar. We've got Melford Bibbins coming to speak. Melford is just a Jedi when it comes to teaching people how to generate income with a little affiliate program out there that's been around for, I don't know, 13 years or so. It's called ClickBank. And you know, ClickBank's been paying out over 100,000 affiliates consistently every single week for the last several years, never missing a payment. And I sure love getting those payments from ClickBank. And he's going to show you how you can start getting payments from ClickBank, and a lot of them. We've got Clay Wooten coming to speak this year. Clay Wooten is partners with Marshall Silver. Marshall is a very well-known hypnotist, as well as a personal development coach and a motivational speaker who teaches people how to overcome obstacles in their life, how to quit smoking and all that stuff, you know, how to just overcome the hurdles that keep you from going forward in your life. Well, Clay is going to come speak this year, and he might just get you, one of our lucky attendees, to actually eat fire. That's right. He's going to have somebody in the audience eating fire, and they're not going to get burned whatsoever. We've got Mike O'Neill and Lori Ruff coming to speak about how to, you know, profit and make money with social media, especially talking about the LinkedIn systems. Many people out there use Facebook. Many people out there use Twitter. And there's a lot of people. It's a growing network. They use LinkedIn to connect with people and build businesses, build relationships that turn into profitable relationships. So if you've wondered how to, you know, tie in your LinkedIn profile into, you know, making money or making more connections, and maybe you're not using it correctly right now, Mike and Lori will show you exactly how to do that. Mike is one of the top, I think he's one of the top 25 people in the world with the most connections in the world. And that's out of like 50 million people using the LinkedIn system. So that's pretty cool. He's going to come speak with us. Keith Wellman's going to come speak and talk about video marketing and how to use video correctly to sell with video sales letters instead of writing, you know, a really long copy sales letter. He's going to talk about how video is converting huge on the internet and how to structure your video so it does convert correctly. As a matter of fact, our guest tonight, Reed Florine, I'll have him talk about this story in a little bit, but I think he put up a video that was like maybe 12 minutes long that produced over $50,000 of income from a simple video with no other text on the website. We got Simon Leung coming to speak about how to make money with Google AdWords. You know, Google AdWords got started back in 2003. It's usually, people refer to it as the paid advertising that you can put on Google search engine as well as other people's websites. And that paid advertising, you pay per click. Anytime someone clicks on your ad, that gets the lead goes to your website and you pay to have that traffic. And people have been using that successfully for the last, you know, 4 or 5 years now. But the search engines and AdWords has changed, especially recently, where many people had their AdWords accounts banned. I think the last word I heard was over 100,000 people had their AdSense or their AdWords accounts banned because they were promoting, you know, kind of scammy products. So how do you prevent yourself from getting banned? How do you, you know, create a pay-per-click account that's going to bring you traffic, that's going to convert? You know, it's not just about writing a really good ad on AdWords. It's also about having good landing pages. So you need to know the full system of how to set up that stuff so that when leads come on your pages and they click on your ads and they land on your landing pages, that they opt into your list so you can build a big list. We've got Paul Counts coming to speak about PLR, private label rights. And wow, Paul's got some amazing PLR products that he's created for internet marketers where he does all this internet marketing training. You know, he's created all these massive amounts of videos that teach people internet marketing tactics. And you can, you know, you can get these videos and use those videos for yourself to educate yourself about internet marketing, or you can sell them as your own product. And that's what PLR lets you do. It lets you sell other people's stuff as though it's your own product, and you get to keep 100% of the income. I got to adjust my speaker here because I got a little staticky, guys. It's going to get kind of scratchy here, so forgive me for the loud scratchy noises real quick. So pull your phones away from your ears real quick. Promise, it's going to be loud. There it goes. Sounds better now. Sorry about that. Okay, then our last speaker we have is Stephen Beck. And Stephen Beck's a good friend of mine. Stephen's been perfecting how to make money with webinars. Webinars is usually when you get on the phone and the computer at the same time and people watch your screen as you do a presentation. And he's been able to convert high five-figure a month incomes just doing webinars. As a matter of fact, I saw his latest statistic, which said in the last, I think in the last 8 months, just doing maybe one or two webinars a month, he's been able to produce over $150,000 just off of a webinar, okay? So if you'd like to learn how to use the phone and your computer to sell more things to people over the internet on a webinar system, that's what you need to come listen to from Stephen Beck and get that training from him. It's going to rock your world. Now, our special guest speaker tonight is Mr. Reed Florine. I met Reed in 2006 when he came as an attendee at the first Midwest Super Conference. And Reed sat right up there in the front row. And we always joke with Reed because we thought like he was 11 years old and we were wondering where his mom was. But, you know, surprised us. I think Reed at the time was like, you know, he was like, I think he was 14. No, I'm just kidding. I think he was like 18 or something like that at the time. And he's a prodigy. He's a very, you know, special individual because he went to this, like, I guess you can tell the story here, Reed. You didn't go to normal school to be this prodigy, did you? You kind of got to kind of earn your way into whatever you wanted to do with education. Tell people about your education growing up.
You know, thanks for having me, Jeff. My school that I went to for high school, basically, we were able to work on projects that we would choose. So I decided to learn how to make some money. I decided to learn how to make money online, and so I would get high school credit for, you know, learning how to set up a business and learning how to get people to buy stuff on the internet. And that's what I did during high school. I just learned a bunch about it and tried a bunch of different things. And instead of going to various classes, I just focused on that during high school.
Now, how did you get the opportunity to make this decision to go to this non-traditional way? I mean, what about you made like the internet so attractive to you? I mean, how old were you at this time? You're like 15 years old or something like that?
When I switched schools, I was 13. I was 7th grade. And basically, we just wanted to try the other school out. It's called a charter school, but it's a regular publicly funded school. So it wasn't like a high test score or anything to get in. It wasn't like a private school or anything of that nature. But it was basically, I was able to get in, and then I heard, this is right before like the dot-com crash. This was back in 99, and I heard that people were making money on the internet. So we had a computer on our desk all day at school. So I decided to look more into it and look into things that I could use to make money online. And I stumbled on a thing called All Advantage, which basically had a banner advertisement at the bottom of your screen, and you got 50 cents an hour for every hour you were online, and then 10 cents an hour for every hour that people that you signed up were online. So I tried to get all the students in the school signed up, but the lawyer for the school wouldn't let me do that. In fact, he asked me if computers plugged into electricity when I met with him. So that was actually kind of a fun conversation. But basically, I went up to the college in the area, and I got a bunch of college students to sign up. So I was getting residual income back when I was 13. It wasn't a ton of money, maybe 25 to 100 bucks a month. But, for a kid, it was a really great learning experience to have that kind of money coming in for really not doing anything.
Where'd you go into after that? So you started making money with All Advantage, and just like me, I was in it too. I was like, this sucks, man. I get to sit in front of my computer and stare at ads all day. This is ridiculous. I want to do something better. So where did you move to after that?
I think the next thing I tried was probably six-figure income. It was one of those network marketing MLM type things, and I made a little bit of money, but not a ton. I also tried some banner advertising and did Google AdSense and eBay and a bunch of different things like that, kind of the traditional things. And then I stumbled on affiliate marketing and more traditional internet marketing and list building and joint ventures and things like that. And
well, you did AdSense. I know you don't want to talk about AdSense because you don't like Google. But I mean, Reed got himself to the point where he was killing it at AdSense. Tell people that story.
Yeah, that was kind of fun. I was probably, I think, 19 at the time. And I was doing $30,000 a month with AdSense. So basically, I set up these websites where people would see, they'd get basically an article related to the topic, and they'd have some AdSense advertising next to it. So it'd basically be ads related to the article next to the article, and I would get 10 cents, 50 cents, a dollar per click for every time someone clicked on an ad. And I was driving enough traffic where I was getting over $1,000 a day coming into me from Google, and that was great residual income. My friends really enjoyed the additional spending power I had.
They all came over, hung out at Reed's house all the time.
we partied quite a bit, and then they shut me down. They claimed that I was clicking on my own ads, but that wasn't the case.
No, Google did the same thing to me. They just arbitrarily just will come in and just shut people down, and so it is what it is. It happened, but we don't have a lot of affection for Google because of that, because that was a lot of money they just took out of your pocket. And so that the lesson there is, don't put all your eggs in one basket, I guess. So you learned, you kind of dusted yourself off that after that happened. I think at the time you were starting to set up your family, so they had their own AdSense accounts and systems too. But
decided... Yeah, I was trying to help them get started too.
Did they get all shut down too, or they still have their accounts?
Kind of once I got shut down, they stopped doing stuff. I think my mom's account got shut down, but my dad still has an account, but he hasn't used it since then.
Okay. So you kind of brushed the dust off your shoulders and decided that there's a better way to make money on the internet. So what happened after that?
It took me about 6 months, and I was researching some more, and, I got to thinking that, most of the stuff that I would buy online came from being on someone's list. So list building must work, because at least it works on me. I buy stuff when I'm on somebody's list. I'll buy different products. So I got to thinking, maybe I should build a list. So what I did is I did what's called a giveaway. I hosted an event where I had 10 other marketers contribute a product to give away to a bunch of people that would subscribe. So basically, I had 10 gifts to bribe people with to sign up for my list. So I contacted 10 big marketers, and I convinced them to donate one of their products that they'd give away for free for every person who'd sign up for my website. Now, what was in it for them is to get their specific product, that person would have to join their list. So each of those 10 people promoted my website, so I built my list that way, and then to get the other gifts, you had to sign up for each individual marketer's list. And in 7 days, I went from having zero subscribers to 3,500 subscribers from doing that simple giveaway event. So that was a fantastic way to get started. In fact, I made a few thousand dollars off the event itself, and then I sent out an email to that list and made $1,000 to $2,000 from there, just from one email. And for the course of that month, I made somewhere between $5,000 and $10,000 just from having that list. And I'd say on average, you're going to make around $1 per person per month on your list. So I made over $1 per person. I made somewhere between $2 to $3 per person that first month that I had the list. So that was fantastic, and it really solidified the thought in my head that, you know, list building works.
Now let's talk about lists and list building. Let's kind of define that a little bit. Let's kind of break that down for people who are doing internet marketing. How does a person build a list, but like, what is the mechanics behind list building? Is there software we need for that? Do we need to own some kind of like something we do on our computers? Like, how does that work?
Well, let's define a list before we begin. A list would be like a group of people that would want to learn more information on something. So let's say that you have a dog and you want to learn more about how to train your dog. Well, maybe you would sign up for a free ebook on how to train your dog. So you go to a website that would, this would be like a squeeze page. And a squeeze page will have like an attention-grabbing headline, maybe some bullet points, and then it'll say, you know, to get my free report on the 7 secrets to train your dog, enter in your name and email here. So you'd see a page like that, you'd enter in your name and email, and then you'll get an email from what's called an autoresponder. An autoresponder basically is a software program you use to store all the subscribers that join your list, all the leads that join your list. And it'll automatically send out an email to them saying, hey, thank you for subscribing. Here's your free report on, you know, how to train your dog. They would click that link, and they would be taken to a download page where they could download that free report. In the autoresponder, you could have automatic follow-up. So you could have something that would go out, you know, maybe 3 days after they subscribe saying, hey, did you get a chance to read the free report? What'd you think of it? And you could build a deeper relationship with them. That's one of the benefits of an autoresponder. Another thing you can do with an autoresponder is send out a broadcast message. So maybe after a few months of building your list or a few weeks of building your list, you could send out an email to you know, maybe the 100 subscribers or the couple thousand subscribers you have and say, hey, there's this product I've found about training your dog, and I think it would be really beneficial for you. Why don't you go here and check it out? And you could basically sign up for someone's affiliate program for a product on dog training, and you would get a commission on every sale that you make. And that's a great way for you to make some money with the list.
And that's how you were able to make money actually too, right? In that first month where you made several thousand dollars, you promoted some other people's products to that list and further monetized. Is that how you did it?
That's how I did it. In fact, I actually did a video. It was a home study course. I think it was actually a collection of software and a home study course. So you got like resale rights to a bunch of software with the source code. And so I broke it down, and I opened up each DVD package in front of them and recorded it, and it was maybe a half hour long, and showing them, you know, here's what you get, and, you know, on this disc, here's what you get on disc two, and so on and so forth. And, you know, people liked it. I mean, it was basically a sales pitch. I was just sitting down at a table. It was very, it actually looked like a Frank Kern video.
You were doing Frank Kern videos before Frank Kern was doing Frank Kern videos.
Yeah, this was like October 06.
Okay. So here's what I want people to understand. There is a certain joy I mean, really, honestly, like the day you built your autoresponder and you signed up for the account and you like set everything up so it was ready to start building that list. I mean, can you describe what it felt like to see your subscribers go from like one to within a few short days, 3,500 people that you all of a sudden had instantly that you can communicate with? What does that feel like?
It feels incredible. I'm from a town of just under 10,000 people. To have 35% of your town sign up in 7 days, it really showed how big the internet is. It was eye-opening to see that kind of result that quickly.
Wow!
And then to see money come in, all day, every few minutes I'd get a sales notification. That was very exciting.
So now here we are, 10 years later, 12 years later since you started using the internet seriously. You mind mentioning how big the list is you got now?
Well, I started list building in 06, late 06, and I really didn't do much with it because I had the 3,000 subscribers and I was doing over a dollar per month per name, and I didn't really need to grow it any more than that. My expenses were low. I wasn't concerned with it. I grew it a little bit. But, in the past year, I went from, it was somewhere between 20 and 30,000 last January, and now we're at 115,000.
Wow, 115,000 people. So if we were to take Reed's math earlier of how much he makes per subscriber per month, that means on average, Reed should be able to make at least $115,000 a month with mailing his list. And I don't know, Reed, could you stop it now? If you tried to stop it, is there any way you could stop building a list, or is this stuff just happening every single way, every single day without you doing a thing now?
Without me doing anything, I get at least 100 subscribers a day automatically.
Wow.
That's without asking anyone to promote. That's without doing anything. And that's, really, I'm not really leveraging very much for that. I could grow that exponentially if I wanted.
So what are you doing nowadays, Reed, to help other people build a list? Because that's really what you're going to come talk about at the Boost Seminar. You're going to teach people how they can do the same things that you did so they can build a giant list themselves.
Well, basically, what my company's been focusing on now is we've been helping people go from scratch, where we'll go in, we'll figure out what niche they want to go into, we'll create a product for them, we'll create that squeeze page so it entices people to sign up for their list, we'll create a one-time offer so we can sell related products to those people that sign up, and they keep a 100% of that money. We also create all the promo tools, we create an affiliate program, so you can pay people to promote your product. We take care of the hosting, we get graphics made, and we also guarantee that we'll get you at least 4,000 subscribers. And
4,
that's basically what we've been focusing on in the past month or two, and we've helped around 20 clients so far do those kind of numbers.
And
right now, we're just getting started.
Let's give some social proof here, because people want to know, wow, okay, so 4,000 leads to start my internet marketing career with 4,000 leads, using your numbers, again, about a dollar per subscriber per month. So 12 times 4, I think my math is correct, it's about $50,000 a year could be expected from a list in that size. Is that correct? Okay.
Yes, that's correct. I think it's somewhere between 50 and 60,000 a year.
Okay. I think it's 48,000. I think if my math is good. I hate doing math in public, so forgive me if I got that wrong.
Yeah, I don't have a calculator in front of me. It's probably around 50,000.
We don't need to know math. Seriously. No, I'm just kidding. You need to know math, kids. Go to school. And you're doing this now through the same concept that you got started with years ago, which is still the giveaway model. Is that right?
Yes, it's still a giveaway model. We're not doing a giveaway site. We're actually making it a better list. These are people that have signed up for a specific report. So instead of saying, here's 10 products on internet marketing, we'll set people up with, here's how to get number one rankings on Google,
okay,
for instance. And so those people are, more qualified. They want to know stuff on that specific topic.
Awesome. You recently, in the fall, put together a video. Without giving away what exactly you're doing in the video, what you're selling, tell people how you used video in this on the internet, and like what you did. Like, describe what the website looked like, how detailed the copy was on it, and how long the video was, and what the result of that video did for you.
Sure. I've done a handful of videos, maybe four or five different ones over the past few months. And basically, they've all, the longest one was 12 minutes, but most of them have been around 5 minutes long. And with those videos, basically, it's a real simple presentation that basically breaks down what they're going to be getting. There's no real content in it, and it just says what my business is going to help them do, help them achieve, and then it tells them to go to the next page to sign up for it. On the next page, we just kind of write it out and say, here's exactly what you're getting, and we put a few testimonials on there, and we put an order button. From those handful of videos that we've done, we've generated over $150,000 just from those few simple videos, and that's just a fraction of the income we've been generating for the past few months.
And you've also continued to build lists from that, too. You have a squeeze page probably below the video, right, to squeeze people to go to the next page?
We don't do that, but when we've been able to sell out each program when we do this, and when we do that, on the sold-out page, we allow people to sign up to get notified of the next time that we come out with either that service, maybe we'll release it later on down the line, or a similar service later on.
Very cool. Let's talk a little bit, Reed, about building a local list of local people in a community and how people can use the service called meetup.com to do that. Reed and I, we got to become friends after that very first seminar in 2006. And, I think we were the guys that did this before anyone else even figured this out. We decided that we would bring the community together in the Twin Cities and create a meetup group. So talk about how you can build a list using meetup.com and how that's really effective for like a local marketing campaign.
Sure. This was maybe 2.5 to 3 years ago. We started a meetup for people that wanted to make money online and put their business on the internet. I'm going to take a sip of water here, excuse me. Sorry about that. To market their business online, put their business online. And basically, we built a list of, it's got to be somewhere between 400 or 500 people now.
408 as of today.
408.
Yeah.
Okay. And basically, on Meetup, you're able to write a short description of what your Meetup group's about, what your meetings are about, and then you can tag which specific areas they're interested in. So I think we have ours on like e-business owners or entrepreneurs and people that maybe work at home and people that want to start a business. And everybody in the Twin Cities area and the Minneapolis-St. Paul area that's on Meetup can see that we have this Minnesota Marketing Mastermind. And they see that we're one of the biggest meetups in the state. And so people will go there and they'll be like, oh wow, this looks interesting. And they'll sign up or they'll look at it and see what we're doing. And they'll sign up and then we'll do a meeting. And we haven't done one in a while, but generally we do these about once a month. And we do a meeting that lasts about 2 hours long. And we have either a breakfast or a dinner, depending on the time of day. And they pay for that themselves. And then we have basically where they give an elevator pitch saying who they are, where they're from, what they'd like to achieve out of this group, or maybe what they can offer to the group. And then we either have a presentation that might last an hour, or we just do hot seats where we'll basically bring up three different people one at a time, and we'll talk about their business and help them brainstorm some specific things for their specific business, or we'll just do some open Q&A. So, for instance, if someone wants to learn about internet marketing, we might have some questions on list building, or we might have some questions on how to get better rankings in Google or someone might ask about how to use eBay, and you know, collectively as a group, we can all share our various levels of knowledge on various items and help each other learn and grow and build even bigger businesses. So having the meetup has helped us further realize what our customers want. It's helped us develop a brand locally, and it's also helped us learn things about internet marketing that we didn't know before, because people in our meetup group have shared with us things that we weren't familiar with because they were doing things differently than what we've been doing.
Yeah, it's that mastermind concept. You know, it's like, we don't come to this mastermind saying, hey, we're the top dogs and we're here to teach you all of our stuff and, everyone bow down to us. It's, hey, we're all in this together. Here's what we know. What do you know? Share freely and give it all away. And we literally do give it all away. Like, we give our best stuff away at those meetups, and we don't, no one pays us any money to do that. And it's about giving back, and people love it. They come to these things, and oftentimes they come their head is just so filled with new information. They're like, they're going crazy because they just can't believe all this great stuff they got. Plus, a lot of people walk away with their head filled with information. They're like, I don't know what they just said. It seemed real good, but I didn't understand any of it because they're brand new. They're just getting started on the internet, and we're talking about squeeze pages and SEO and all these acronyms and things they don't even know what that stuff is yet. Reed and I are so immersed into this stuff. We know like it's the back of our hand, and so we just talk about it freely and not realizing that, brand new people are just getting their toe dipped into the internet, and here we are talking about some hardcore stuff. But here's what happens. They keep coming back again and again and again and again, and that stuff gets to reinforced into them. Over time, they start getting it, and you can see the light bulbs going on in their faces. It's been a real neat experience to be able to do the meetup group. And if anyone's in the Twin Cities area and you're not a part of it, you definitely need to hook up with what Reed and I are doing. It's called the Minnesota Marketing Mastermind.com, and you can go there and sign up for free and be a part of that. Now, from a person who is using meetup.com to build a list, how can they monetize that, Reed? How could a person use a meetup group to build a list for free? I mean, well, it's not free. There is a cost to be a meetup organizer, isn't it? Like $20 a month or something like that?
Yeah, I think it's 19.
Okay, and they host the list for you, and you can send, broadcasts to that list, and as well as have a nice-looking website that you can, that you get to customize a little bit. What are some benefits for a list owner to build through Meetup and how they can monetize that?
Well, one of the best things about Meetup is almost always it seems like we get high search engine rankings for, our names and people that are in our Meetup. Their page on Meetup ranks really high in the search engines. Also, you can tweak things on your Meetup page and get that to rank high. Now, I haven't searched in it for a while, but I believe when I searched for Minnesota Mastermind, we were number one. I haven't looked in a few months, but when you think about that, that's pretty incredible to get high rankings for things related to your meetup group without even really trying, because we didn't really do anything to specifically make that happen.
We're still number one.
Another,
by the way,
number one.
I just looked right now. We're still number one.
Very cool. The nice thing about having something like this is, you can send out an email to all those meetup members. You can also have meetings where you could, you could network with people, and you could communicate with each of them one-on-one. You could easily call up each person that gives you a business card and say, hey, thanks for coming to the meetup. I'd love to help you, further your business. Here's some of the stuff that we offer. And you could sell to them that way. Or you can have a presentation where you pitch something at the end to that group. So let's say you have 50 people in the room and you do some sort of presentation. Maybe you'll have five of them take you up on it. And of those five, maybe they spent $1,000 a piece. So you made $5,000 just giving a talk for an hour or two.
And we've done this. This is not something
we're
theorizing about. We actually practice this, and we teach people this. We model it by teaching it to people so they can go. And we've had people in our group go off and start their own meetup groups because they saw how powerful it was.
And I get asked all the time, pretty much whenever I go to an event, people have said that they've looked into our meetup group and they've seen that we do a meetup, and they want to start one in their local community, and they wondered, you know, they'll pick my brain about how to do it and how to profit from it. So it's really interesting, you know, that there's really kind of a global connection to it. It seems like people have been stumbling on it by researching, Jeff and myself, that they realize that we have this meetup group, and they want to pick my brain whenever I go places and ask about it, how they can set one up.
Well, meetup is a very powerful concept, you guys, and what we do at the meetup groups is really a small piece of the pie when you look at what we do at the Boost Seminar. The Boost Seminar is basically like going to a meetup group for 3 straight days, like going to camp. It's like going to camp with all your best friends in high school and spending 3 days. It's not like some stuffy room where you're going to listen to boring speakers and just be like rolling your eyes going, geez, when is this guy going to finish? He has no idea what he's talking about. This is like in the trenches, the most powerful, life-changing, hottest trends, the best information from the best speakers are all coming together for 3 solid days. I mean, we get started on Friday morning early in the morning, Friday morning, 8:30 start time, and then we go all day until about 6 o'clock, 6:30. 4 speakers a day. Each speaker speaks for an hour and a half. They get 90 minutes. It's all pure content. It's not sales pitch. It's not hype, smoke, and mirrors. It's them. And I make them do this, you guys, because I've been to seminars where it's all just a big sales pitch, and I hate that stuff. But what it's in my contract, and Reed will verify it. It says, your job is to provide 90 minutes of content, and you can do 10% of selling. But, you know, 90% of your speech has to be nothing but content. And if they want to offer a product for sale, it's their choice to do that. They don't have to if they don't want to. And, you know, and why would someone offer a product at the end of a pitch, though, Reed? What's the benefit for people in the audience that way?
Well, the benefit is, you know, if you make a real connection with someone, you know, someone's presenting something to you and you make a real connection from you, with them, you need to invest in that education, go to the next level. You know, I've gone to events and I've bought various products, and every time I've done that, it's helped my business. I've made a lot more money because of it. In fact, this was slightly embarrassing. I was at the first event that I spoke at, and it was actually a list building event, and I was on a panel of experts because I was on the back end of behind the scenes. For the biggest giveaway event at the time, which had 50,000 subscribers sign up over the course of 2 months. And I was on the back end, so I didn't have an autoresponder of my own. I just was kind of helping things out. And at that event, I was, you know, talking about list building, but I didn't have any subscribers on my own list because I didn't have a list of my own. But at that event, I bought my first autoresponder. So, sort of ironic. And actually something I've never shared before with anyone. But I, you know, full disclosure here, you know, when things happen, you know, like that in an event, it's life-changing. Yeah. And that was definitely a life-changing thing for me.
Yeah, and that's the same way for me. My very first seminar that I went to was in 2004 at the big seminar. And I invested in continuing education, not because I felt coerced or because I was like, you know, pressured, high pressure. I got to go and buy this. It's because I needed these tools. I needed to know how to do copywriting. So I invested in a copywriter's course. And that's when I first started to understand the power behind the words we use on our websites and how you can turn words into wealth. And I've become a pretty good copywriter from that. People always talk about how they love the emails we send out from our email database through our autoresponder and the list that we've built. It's because of the copywriting things I've taken. What else did I invest in? Oh, I invested in some stuff with Armin Morin, learning about Google AdSense. That was great until my AdSense account got shut down. And I got some other courses, you know, and I always pick up stuff whenever I go to seminars because it takes me to the next level. And I'm not saying this to tell you guys, you know, hey, come to my event, everyone's going to get pitched something. I'm just saying it's available. And the reason you make it available is this, because in 90 minutes, I can't get everything Reed Florine knows. There's no way in the world he could stand up there for 90 minutes and that I could listen for that long and capture everything he has to tell me about list building. And so he's going to make an opportunity for people if they want to get more information. Obviously, he's going to make a way for them to do that. And that's why that happens. And it's really an honorable thing to do. It actually would be really terrible to do a presentation and not let people have a way to, you know, go deeper in their education experience. So that's all I want to say about that. You know, we do have great speakers. We have great topics. We have a great faculty that's going to be teaching you guys, you know, the most amazing things that are making them, you know, 6- and 7-figure incomes per year on the internet. And you don't want to miss out on this event. You don't want to miss out and say, you know, maybe next year I'll do it. But this year, Jeff, you know, that's like spring break. And so my kids and all those guys, you know, maybe we're going to go to like Wisconsin Dells. You know what? Take the kids with you. Come to the Twin Cities. Spend the weekend with us. And then go on spring break after that. Or go on spring break before, if that's when it is. And then spend the last part of spring break up here in the Twin Cities. And learn how to make, you know, a 6-figure income per year or more from what our speakers will be sharing with you guys. So here's what you need to do next. Now that you've learned a little bit about Reed and what he's going to be sharing with you, maybe you're getting really hungry to learn what he's going to be teaching about list building secrets and how you can build a list, how you can get high profile joint ventures to promote your products and your services and send pieces of their list to your list. And let's just talk about that real quick, Reed. How important is it for people to get joint ventures where, you know, a big name marketer with a list of 50,000 people emails for you? What kind of results can that produce for somebody who's just getting started?
Well, for years I struggled online. I started in 99 and I didn't really make any real serious income until 2005. It was basically poverty level income. And the reason was I arrogantly thought that I could do things differently than other people and do things on my own. Once I realized that joint ventures were the way to go, that by connecting with other people and convincing them to promote you or that you could promote them, it was absolutely life-changing. You know, I've sent out emails where I've made 5 figures from just sending out an email. I've bought expensive toys. I sent out an email to my list, and I was able to buy a motorhome because of it. With cash. So it's pretty amazing what can happen once you have a list and once you've used the power of joint ventures. I don't spend money on building my list. I use joint ventures to build my list. So I haven't spent money on advertising to build my list. It's all through joint ventures.
Yeah, that's how we're doing it right now, too. We're doing a ton of joint ventures, and I would say in the last 3 months, we've built our list close to 7,000 members high, more than what we had 3 months ago. And again, it expands every day. Like you, we're seeing, you know, 100 people a day come into our funnel system now, where they're going to learn about us, they're going to learn about our products, and hopefully over time, we'll build a relationship with them, we'll show that what we teach and what we do can benefit them, and they eventually fall in love with us and they buy from us. And that's what we all want. We all want people to fall in love with us. We want them to fall in love with our systems, with what we do as a benefit to society, the value we bring as a marketer. We're not pitch people. We're not people who just are selling stuff to sell stuff to go buy toys. You know, some people, that's their deal. They just want to make a lot of money and get a lot of toys, and they're going to flaunt that kind of a lifestyle. And, you know, if that's their deal, that's their deal. You know, we're here to help people. And if you want to get this help, what you need to do next is you need to get yourself to the Midwest and come to the Boost Seminar. It's not that hard to get here, you guys. It's Minneapolis, St. Paul. It's the hub of Delta Airlines, which basically has an airline airport in just about every single state in the United States. So you can easily fly to the Midwest. You can easily get to the Twin Cities at the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport. As a matter of fact, I think in just like an 8-hour driving distance from the Twin Cities, over 20 million people live within 8 hours driving distance of the Twin Cities. So even if you're a few, you know, hours away driving, you know, just drive up here and make the time to be here. It's March the 19th to the 21st. And what you guys can do tonight is you can sign up tonight, and we're going to give a special deal to everybody who signs up tonight. And this is for the people who sign up tonight. Okay? So don't be the people who sign up later, because you might miss out on this. So if you sign up tonight, you're going to go to this website to claim your ticket. These tickets are $997. That's right, $997 tickets. That's how much it costs to come to my event. But we're doing an early bird special tonight on this call, and you need to make dang sure you don't go off this call tonight and say, oh, I'll sign up later. Sign up right now and get the early bird, because what we're going to do is we're going to give you a $900 discount. So instead of paying $997, which is the full price, you're going to get an early bird special, and that's only a limited time offer tonight for $97, less than $100 to come to a world-class seminar. Now, I know a couple marketers. I'll mention their names. Yannick Silver's got an event coming up. He's charging $3,000 for it. Armin Morin's got an event coming up. He charges $2,000 for it. You can certainly spend $2,000 or $3,000 and feel like you're getting a lot of value, and I'm sure you will. You get great value from those guys. Or you can spend $97 and get the exact same. And I've actually heard people tell me, Reed, that I put on pretty much like one of the best seminars in the world. I mean, you've been to all of them. I mean, are these good seminars, or are they kind of like really bad?
They're absolutely fantastic. Whenever I go, I've learned a lot of different things. I've connected with some really powerful people, both speakers and just regular attendees in the room. It's a fantastic collection of people that you're able to bring to these events. It's been life-changing for me to go to your event specifically.
Wow, so that's great. So you guys, you heard it from Reed. Life-changing event for him. You guys need to have a life-changing event in your life. Make your travel plans, and here's what you're going to do now. You're going to go to our website. It's boostseminar.com, B-O-O-S-T. That's Boost, like Boost Mobile. boostseminar.com/order, O-D-O-R-D-E-R, order. I was going to think it through before I say it. So go to boostseminar.com/order and get your $97 ticket tonight. Do not wait until tomorrow. This is a limited time offer, an early bird special, and the special will be going away. It's not going to last forever. boostseminar.com/order. Get your tickets reserved tonight, folks, and I look forward to seeing you all here at the Boost Seminar and just learning from this incredible faculty and how to, you know, make more money, make more connections, and improve your finances, and, you know, develop yourself. Develop yourself so you can become an action taker who makes things happen, who makes your family proud, who your friends look up to, because you're a leader and doing things, making it happen in your business, you guys. So, Reed, I want to say thanks for taking the time out of your schedule tonight to share from your heart and some of your experiences. I think everyone got a lot of great value. You know, I pulled some new things out of you that we hadn't heard before, which is always fun to get some different sides of the story. And you guys, you just got the tip of the iceberg. You need to come and hear the whole story from Reed at the Boost Seminar. And it's March the 19th to 21st. Go to boostseminar.com/order and enroll tonight. Get your tickets tonight, folks. I cannot stress how important it is you get them tonight. And I will see you guys on the Success Highway. Have a good evening. We'll do this call again next Tuesday and next Thursday next week with more speakers and more backstories, you guys. Tell your friends about these calls and tell your friends about the Boost Seminar so we can get as many people here as possible, you guys. God bless. Have a great evening. Good night.
Thank you, Jeff. Good night.